Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland Chief Minister and leader of NPF Legislature Party, Nipyu Ryo, calls upon party members to rise above differences and revive spirit of regionalism. Independent Legislators Forum of Nagaland Legislative Assembly extends support to Nipyu Ryo's leadership. Advisor Mathang Yantan reaffirms state government's commitment to building farmer-centric agriculture. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi celebrates Festival of Lights with Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister and leader of the Naga People's Front, NPF Legislature Party, Nipyu Ryo, today called upon party members to rise above differences and revive the spirit of regionalism, guided by the ideals of peace for development and development for peace. Mr. Ryo was addressing the traditional Central Executive Council meeting of the NPF held at the party's central office in Kohima. This was Mr. Ryo's first address as the leader of the NPF Legislature Party following the merger of NPF and Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP.
The challenges before us are many. Socio-economic development, youth empowerment, employment generation, and above all, the long-cherished goal of an honorable and lasting political solution. But I firmly believe that with a united vision and sincere leadership, no goal is beyond our reach. As we look ahead, let us rise above differences, guide the ideals that first inspired the NPF, our slogan, Peace for Development and Development for Peace. Let us revive the spirit of regionalism with inclusivity, compassion and purpose. And our purpose, our strength lies in unity. Unity in thought, unity in purpose. And unity of action.
Mr. Ryo further expressed sincere appreciation to NPF President, NPF Secretary General, and members of both NDPP and NPF for reposing faith in his leadership and for their steadfast support throughout the transition. The Independent Legislators Forum, ILF, of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly today has described the merger of Naga People's Front, NPF, and Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, as a historic step towards strengthening regionalism and safeguarding Naga identity. In a joint statement, ILF convener Bangtik Phom and co-convener Dr. Nisatyo Mero termed the merger as a significant era for the whole of the Nagas in safeguarding its identity and the spirit of regionalism in the political history of Nagaland. The forum also conveyed its congratulations to Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo on being elected unopposed as the leader of the NPF Legislature Party. Stating that the unification is a mature political decision, the forum expressed optimism that it would bring political stability and further the legacy of the Nagas. Advisor for Agriculture Nagaland, Mathang Yantan, today reaffirmed the state government's commitment to building a sustainable and farmer-centric agricultural future. Mr. Yantan was speaking at the 25th anniversary celebration of the Alumni Association of the School of Agricultural Sciences, Nagaland University, at Medziphema today. He further highlighted the need to address pressing agricultural challenges such as climate change, soil health, and livelihood resilience while promoting opportunities in organic farming, agri-technology, and food processing. Reflecting on the institution's impact, Mr. Yantan emphasized that the School of Agricultural Sciences has served as a cradle of knowledge, innovation, and leadership.
The School of Agricultural Sciences has always been more than an academic institution. It has been a cradle of knowledge, innovation and leadership, serving as a vital bridge between science and society. Its alumni have excelled as teachers, researchers, extension officers, entrepreneurs, administrators and policymakers, leaving an indelible mark on the farming community of Nagaland, the Northeast and even beyond.
Earlier, the event commenced with the unveiling of the Silver Jubilee Monolith by Advisor Mathang Yantan. Minister for Rural Development and SIRD, Metsubo Jamir, also attended the program as the chief host. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defense services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. Keeping up his annual tradition of celebrating Diwali with the Indian Armed Forces, Mr. Modi celebrated the Festival of Lights with Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar today. He said the INS Vikrant, which is India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, reflects the capability of India's armed forces. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is not merely a warship, it is a testament to 21st century India's ingenuity, resolve and global influence. He said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and made in India.
Jis din desh ko swadeshi INS Vikrant mila tha, usi din Bharatiya Nausena ne gulami ke ek bade pratik chinh ka त्याग कर दिया था। हमारी नेवी ने छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज की प्रेरणा से नया ध्वज अपनाया था। हमारा INS विक्रांत आज आत्मनिर्भर भारत और मेड इन इंडिया का बहुत बड़ा प्रतीक है।
This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Marwari community in Dimapur observed the traditional five-day celebration of Deepavali, the Festival of Lights, according to Hindu customs. Prominent businessman of Dimapur, Chandu Agarwal, said that each day of the festival holds its own significance, symbolizing goodness, renewal and devotion. In Dimapur, the community observed the festival with enthusiasm and unity. Even general residents beyond the Marwari community celebrated Diwali for 3 days, performing 3 rounds of puja, morning, evening and midnight, with a belief that midnight worship brings the greatest blessings. A few traders and business owners continued the tradition of performing puja at their business establishments, keeping alive the age-old custom of combining faith with enterprise. Each day of Diwali in Dimapur was marked by devotion, light and hope, truly reflecting the spirit of this sacred festival. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report highlighting the impact of GST reforms in strengthening the country's real estate sector.
The next generation GST reforms have provided a major boost to the real estate sector by making essential materials more affordable and reducing overall project costs. The tax rate on cement has been reduced from 28% to 18%, lowering the cost of building houses and infrastructure projects across the country. Furthermore, the GST on marble and granite blocks has also been reduced from 12% to 5%, cutting down the cost of flooring and finishing works. Similarly, sand-lined bricks now attract a reduced rate of 5% instead of the earlier 12%, making small-scale construction activities more affordable. These reforms have made housing and infrastructure development more affordable and promote the government's vision of housing for all by reducing the financial burden on both builders and citizens. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The filing of nominations for second phase of assembly elections in Bihar ended today. Out of a total 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in the phase on the 11th of November. So far, a total of 1,066 nomination papers have been filed by candidates from various political parties as well as independents for the second phase. Today is also last date for withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on 6th November. Super Seniors FC and Doyang Strikers Mokchung sailed through the semi-finals in the Mokchung District Football Association NDFA Trophy 2025. In the first quarter-final match today, Super Seniors FC defeated Tim Gilgal by 2-1. In the second quarter-final match, it was an easy win for Doyang Strikers Mokokchung as they easily cruised to the semi-final beating Sangpang Riju FC 5-0. The Long Jump FC will meet Sports Society Soyum in the third quarter-final tomorrow, while Chargers FC will take on Thunderbolt FC in the fourth quarter-final. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Chief Minister and leader of NPF Legislature Party, Nipuro, calls upon party members to rise above differences and revive spirit of regionalism. Independent Legislators Forum of Nagaland Legislative Assembly extends support to Nipuro's leadership. Advisor Mathang Yantan reaffirms state government's commitment to building farmer-centric agriculture. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi celebrates Festival of Lights with Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.